It's All Things Considered on 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. The Post and Courier of Charleston, South Carolina, is the winner of this year's Pulitzer Prize for Public Service. The newspaper last year published a 7-part series titled Till Death Do Us Part. It highlights South Carolina's high rates of domestic violence deaths and the cultural and legal factors that contributed to it having the highest domestic violence death rate in the country last year. Joining us now is one of the 4 reporters who worked on this series, Doug Pardue, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Reflecting now after this much time has passed, what would you say stands out as something that you carried forward from this series? What did you learn from this reporting?
I think the most shocking thing I learned is that while South Carolina has such an incredibly high rate, we're certainly not alone in domestic violence. It's a problem across this country and across the world. So the thing that came out from the people we interviewed was the intense amount of trauma and brutality that women receive at the hands of men who supposedly love or at least once loved them.
What did you learn and your colleagues about why domestic violence is being ignored to the extent that it has been in South Carolina?
We devoted one whole day of our series to trying to get to the bottom of that question and to also understand why it is that so many women stay in situations of abuse. Those two questions ring very loudly very often to law enforcement and judges and actually the population as a whole. It's really hard for people to understand that so many people are actually trapped somewhat by the nature of the very relationships they're in. Very often the women don't work. Very often they have dependent children. Very often they don't have any place to go. They can't support themselves. And the really true horrible thing for these people is they're actually in love with these guys very often. And they keep thinking it'll get better, that he won't do this again. And in fact, women do go through, in domestic violence situations, do go through a cycle that they call the honeymoon cycle, in which the abuse will get inflicted, and then the abuser comes back trying to be as loving as he ever could have possibly have been. And so it creates a repeated cycle.
So that's the at least part of the answer to why women stay in abusive situations, and on the part of that has to do just with the society at large being willing or able to ignore the problem to the extent that it is. What did you learn about that?
Well, a lot of that goes back to the culture of the South in particular. We are very much a paternalistic society, and you know, so many of the premises upon which we seem to have based our relationships, at least our domestic relationships, are obedience on the part of the woman. And as fact as one of the people who we talked to, the person from whom we actually got the title for this series, we were asking her why. Why is this so prevalent in South Carolina? And she reeled off a series of explanations, of Southern traditionalism, belief in authority, poverty, isolation, and then she says, and then there's that religion thing. And we asked her, what do you mean by that religion thing? And she says, till death do us part. And in fact, one of the things we found out is some of the worst people for many victims of abuse to go to for help is their own minister, especially in a particularly conservative Christian churches. We found ministers who very often didn't view domestic violence as a crime. They viewed it as a marital problem. And as the sheriff of Oconee County told us, very many ministers were sending women right back into a burning house.
And is that thought process, the till death do us part, while it may have its religious roots, do you think, is it possible that that has permeated even beyond a religious foundation that has impacted a wider scope of the way people think?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. So much of American society in general has origins in religion, and it ultimately becomes secularized.
Talking about the ways that this violence is committed, to what extent is this about gun violence?
We completed a database. We took every single death and every single killer, and we did background checks on them all, and guns were used in nearly 70% of all the killings.
Doug Pardue is a reporter with the Post and Courier of Charleston, South Carolina, which is the winner of this year's Pulitzer Prize for Public Service. Mr. Pardue, congratulations and thank you for talking with us.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.